I want to minister a word to the nation and to save people and people who are not saved, that they can come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Here at Word of Life Christian Center, all is well, and we're here to minister to you. We thought it was wise to cooperate with the leaders, and so we are doing this online this morning that we can cooperate with the leaders. I have some special prayers that I'm going to pray. I sent some of those prayers out. There's a prayer called the Commander's Prayer, and one part of it says, and I will do this now, whatever I bind or loose on earth is already bound or loosed in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, finances, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed unto us now. What is being released unto me is transferring to every person I associate myself with. I'm contagiously blessed. As I command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God have taken authority over the full watch of the day. The spiritual airwaves and high waves are being hijacked for Jesus. The atmosphere of the airwaves over my family, my church, my community, my city, my state, my nation, the world, and me is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in time of trouble. The thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. Every demonic agenda or evil thought pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of conception in Jesus' name. I come in agreement with the saints. As I have suffered violence, I take by force. No longer will I accept anything that is dealt unto me in my days. I declare that the kingdom has come and the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. As the sun rises today, let it shine favorably upon the people and the purposes of God. Destiny is my portion daily because I have no thought for tomorrow. I'm riding on the wings of the morning into a new day of victory. God, you separate the night and the day to declare my days, years, and seasons. I am the light of the earth. I've been separated from darkness. This light declares my destiny. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. In the Lord's Gospel, Matthew chapter 13, and I have to explain this because it's very important that we understand what the Lord is dealing with at this time in my ministry and in the ministry to the body of Christ. I'll give you the subject so you can walk through me with it or through it with me, unfolding the mysteries of the kingdom into manifestation. Unfolding the mystery of the kingdom, that's the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, into manifestation. If it doesn't manifest, it's not going to do us any good. Matthew 13 is the text. I'll talk to you about it in a minute. It says, at all times, no matter what's going on, that's a very powerful statement. At all times, no matter what's going on, the understanding of kingdom citizenship and how it works will keep you in a safe place. Here's why the kingdom of God government is undefeatable. Now, I know you want me to go over that because it's very important. It's just an introduction the Lord gave me. As we unfold the mystery of the kingdom of God, kingdom citizenship, kingdom lifestyle is so important that you understand it. Yeah, we're in the church, but the church is in the kingdom. And you can understand to a certain degree church membership, but you're going to have to understand kingdom citizenship. Matter of fact, say that with me, kingdom citizenship. It's so important. So again, I'll give you the introduction because I want you to have it, and then we'll read the scriptures where Jesus lay out parables, eight parables in the 13th chapter of Matthew. Eight parables. Parables are short, earthly stories with heavenly truth so you can parallel and understand it better. The parable was for those who wanted it. Those who didn't want it was not going to be able to get it. The parables are for two reasons, for to reveal and to conceal. Get that down, reveal and conceal. Because a parable that Jesus told, if there were not, the Holy Spirit didn't give a revelation of what he was talking about, it was concealed from those who were going to trample over it. But this morning, he's going to give us these parables, and these parables are going to reveal to us things of the kingdom that we need to know. Again, I want to repeat myself to make sure that you are here and you around the world and you at home, members listening to me and partners all over the world. At no time, and this fit this season, at no time, no matter what's going on, the understanding of kingdom citizenship and how it works will keep you in a safe place. Here's why. The kingdom of God government is undefeatable. It's a spiritual government and it runs everything. All right. Get this in notebook, it's going to help you when I start reading. Mysteries are designed to bring heaven down to earth. The mysteries of the kingdom, they are designed to bring heaven down to earth. So as the Holy Spirit revealed to us these mysteries in this season, this time, over our spiritual leaders, over our political leaders, and over medical leaders, heaven will come down to earth to give us the strength, the wisdom, the power, the understanding, the insight, and the anointing to hammer this situation. Let's read from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. Let me explain a little bit to you before this. In the fifth chapter of Matthew, Jesus gave us what you call the beatitude, and he's producing a kingdom mindset in the fifth chapter of Matthew. And we notice in teaching from that chapter that the multitude was there, but they did not get this teaching because the multitude won't climb. They won't go up. They won't make extra effort. But the disciples went up where he was. And so he taught his disciples in the fifth chapter of Matthew the attitude, the mindset of the kingdom. Now, in the 13th chapter of Matthew, what we studied this morning, he's going to teach us through parables, eight parables, about the kingdom unfolding, unraveling, making the kingdom clear to us. And certainly I'll share some points this morning that are going to make the kingdom more clear to you. This wasn't just to the disciples in Matthew 13, the whole multitude, because he wanted the whole multitude to know how to function and how to walk and how to live in his kingdom. Jesus is the king. The kingdom is actually the government of God. So here in the 13th chapter of Matthew, and I'm going to say something else different now, I want you to get it. He's about to reveal to us through parables the mysteries of the kingdom. The mysteries. Now, mystery, everybody don't get it. A mystery has to be unfolded, has to be revealed. The only person who can really help us see and understand the mysteries of the kingdom is the Holy Spirit. He's going to unfold it, open it up so we can see. So Matthew 13, verse 1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Now notice now, in his teaching, he is revealing to us how the kingdom works. Now, I'll pause here and say, there's a kingdom, there always, in every situation, a kingdom word. There's always a kingdom word. There's always a word beyond the situation. There's always a word that is greater than whatever you're going through or whatever you're dealing with. But I would like this morning to call it a kingdom word, a word from the kingdom. Because I believe this book is a kingdom book. I believe the Bible is a kingdom book. All through the Old Testament, they talked about different type of kingdom, and Jesus finalized it on the cross. So as we study, there are also the word here, when you need a revelation, when you need direction, when you need a harvest in the spirit world, I believe that the word of God is a kingdom seed that produces kingdom harvest. So all of this, as we stand on the ground of the Lord Jesus Christ and the word of God at this season, we need kingdom. There's another word now. We need kingdom revelation, kingdom insight, kingdom illumination, kingdom explanation, kingdom direction. We need kingdom light. We need the kingdom light to come on all over the world right now to light a revelation of a mystery of how we as spiritual leaders, and I'm talking about the church, going to lead people now into green pastures by having a revelation, an understanding, having the wisdom of God, being wise, hearing from heaven, heaven controlling every situation. That's what this lesson is going to be about, and I want you to see it, because as I speak, there are some things going to be opening up in the spirit world to everybody who's listening to me. Some things going to unfold. Fear going to be moved out. Faith going to move in. Foolishness and presumption are not going to be the route we're going to take. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. So as I want you to listen, because this 13th chapter of Matthew, and I want to explain and go over and over again, this 13th chapter of Matthew, Jesus is unfolding the mystery, the magnitude, the manifestation of his kingdom through parable, through short earthly stories with heavenly truth. And as Jesus unfolded this to us this morning, I pray that the Holy Spirit would begin to unfold things in your heart, unfold things in your situation to let you know. Matter of fact, let me give you this right in the middle of the scripture. Oh, Lord, help me. But let me finish reading the scripture. Let me finish reading the scripture. Third verse again. He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowl came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell in good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. The ninth verse is a very important verse. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Let me go to a prophetic word before I start giving you some points that we're going to deal with today. Let me go to a prophetic word. One of my small notepad, I think I left. I don't know. I had some other words, but I'll share it with you next Sunday. The foundational insight of the kingdom of heaven must be fully understood so God's people will know how to stand and come out as more than conquerors. That's a prophetic word. It's part of a prophetic word. Let me get it again. The foundational insight of the kingdom of heaven must be fully understood so God's people will know how to stand and come out as more than conquerors. Kingdom attraction are so important when there's an attack going on. They know how to wear the shield of the kingdom and how to use the sword of the kingdom. I need somebody to say amen now. That's powerful there. Kingdom attraction are so important. See, we're supposed to, as the body of Christ, as kingdom citizens, when things seem like they're not going right, we attract the ability of the kingdom and override Satan, override situation, override sickness and disease. We have the ability as kingdom citizenship in our divine right because of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid for it all. We have a right to shut satanic forces down. And I prophesy now in the name of the Lord Jesus, these satanic forces that are moving all over the nation, we shut them down by the power of the cross, the power of Jesus' blood, the power of the name of Jesus, the power of the word, the power of the grace of God. We shut it down now in Jesus' name because we are kingdom attractors. The attack can't handle the attractors. We have power. So kingdom attractors are so important when there's an attack going on. I like that. They know how to wear the shield of the kingdom and know how to use the sword of the kingdom. Blood-filled words. This is still in the prophecy. Blood-filled word must be spoken at this hour. Blood-filled words must be spoken at this hour. Ooh, Lord, go all over the world. Blood-filled words should be spoken at this hour, releasing the redemptive forces of the cross, purchased by the Lamb. That's what should be going on now. And then I'm glad you asked. They're in Revelation 5:12. There's seven blood-filled forces that were released from the power of the cross. I'll give them to you. I'm glad you asked where they were and what they are. They were purchased by the Lamb. What are they? I'm glad you asked. Here they are. Power. Kingdom power. Riches. Kingdom riches. We release to handle the financial burden that is being put on people at this hour. Ooh, good God. Kingdom wisdom, knowing how to make a decision when the facts don't add up. Making decision beyond what you see. Kingdom strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Finally, my brother, and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Kingdom, these are the seven redemptive forces, several redemptive kingdom words that was blood, the blood of the Lamb paid for. Strength, honor. We're to honor God. Don't fail now. Don't fall now. Ministers, don't give up. Don't be afraid. God's gonna take care of you. God's gonna take care of your finances. God's gonna take care of your family. Don't be afraid. As an apostle of Jesus Christ with a prophetic word on finances now, speak it out over our country. Money cometh to our nation. Money cometh to our people. Yeah, I have the authority from Christ to speak beyond the world financial system. There's a system that comes from God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about your money coming. Honor, then glory and blessing. I prophesy the atmosphere and climate is hoovering over us of healing and help is over our leaders and over all the people of the nation. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now let's go through some points about this unfolding the mystery of the kingdom into manifestation. Number one, when mysteries are unfolded about the kingdom of God, a divine light come on that can't be put out. That's Colossians. You turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. A divine, there's a kingdom light that can't be put out by no darkness of the kingdom of darkness, no matter what the kingdom of darkness. Try that those who walk in the revelation and the understanding and the wisdom of the kingdom, they're still going to be on top. because the enemy darkness can't put the light out.
That's right.
So when mysteries, and we're talking about mysteries being unfold, right? When mysteries are unfold about the kingdom of God, a divine light come on. So we are not in darkness. Oh, I want to preach right now. I said we are not in darkness. You who are hearing me, you who are listening to me, I declare on behalf of the kingdom of God, we will not walk in darkness. We're walking in light. I hear this in my spirit. We fight in light. We're not fighting the darkness. There's no such thing that we don't know where we're going. It's just a matter of time. We wait with confidence for the Lord to give us direction in what way to go and what to do. You see what I'm saying? Are y'all here?
Yes, sir.
So there's a divine light come on that cannot be put out. So the light on. I wish everybody listening to me say the light on. Yeah, you see, we as kingdom citizens have to see beyond the fake darkness and knowing there's a real light that puts fake darkness out. It's only a matter of time. God said, told Moses, said, tell Pharaoh, I am that I am sent you. And he gonna mess around a while, but after a while, he gonna let y'all go because I'm gonna put some power out. And so the same thing here. Same thing when David faced Goliath. Like Goliath was, nobody couldn't do nothing with him, but David, God sent David out there. And David said, who is this man? The fall of armor of the living God. And the same thing is being said today. I mean, the church, it's the church, it's spiritual leaders, it's prayer warriors, it's intercessors, it's word carriers who going to knocking things out our way this morning. Here's an apostolic prayer, and I think we need to go to it in Colossians. I'm going to go there a few minutes. In Colossians, this apostolic prayer, and it includes this light that I was talking about, but when I was studying, to unfold the mystery of the kingdom, there's an apostolic prayer in Colossians. Chapter 1, it begins at verse 9. I don't know how far I'm going to get into it, but it is called in my Schofield Bible the apostolic prayer for the Colossian Christian. And so so as an apostle of Jesus Christ, is an apostolic prayer coming out of Darrell for the whole body of Christ. Apostolically. See, it's not just a prayer, it's an apostolic prayer. It's a prayer with a government that rules and reigns. Are you following me? So here's an apostolic prayer to open kingdom mysteries to us. Get that in your note. An apostolic prayer to open kingdom mystery to us and turn on the kingdom light in a time such as this. Okay, look at the ninth verse. Colossians 1:9. I don't know how long it'll be to stay here. Colossians 1:9 in that. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire and desire and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Do you see that? Do you see? Desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Right here, right now. In all wisdom. His will, his wisdom and spiritual understanding, his will, filled with his wisdom and spiritual understanding. I speak it on every person on the sound of my voice right now. Every household. Every household. I don't care how you're suffering, what it looks like. I don't care what your job's saying. I don't even care what your body's saying. I don't care what the news media's saying. I really don't care. I want you to know there's somebody here higher than the news media. Higher than every bad report.
That's right.
We got a letter already.
Uh-huh.
The Bible. Look to the Word of God.
Yes,
it's higher. And as we talk about this prayer, hallelujah! I feel the Holy Ghost. And we talk about this prayer, I'm praying it for you.
Uh-huh.
Other words, it's not a stale apostolic prayer, but it's coming to you fresh this morning. Out of the same anointing the Apostle Paul had, I'm going to speak it over you this morning. And it'll be a fresh insight into the kingdom. Filled with knowledge, his will, all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I'm telling you, verse 9. Huh? Oh, my goodness. How can a point lose with that? That belonged to us. Say it, that belonged to me. I got it now. It's working now. I yield to the Holy Ghost. Woo, my goodness. My goodness. That a problem cleared up right there. All the attack we're going through right now. Just that, man, filled with knowledge. Filled with his will. Filled with all wisdom. Filled with all spiritual understanding. Man, we just walked out. Them fool things, they'll walk you out of anything. See, we as kingdom citizens must have this revelation, must have this anointing, must have this expectation from our God. And every time you give God expectation, he comes through. Glory to God. We just spoke to the nation. Oh, my goodness, I want to stay in English, you know. Hallelujah. 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 Notice verse 10 now. Notice verse 10. We're talking about the mission, unfolding the mission of the kingdom prayer here. Notice verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen, verse 11, it's a prayer now. It's a kingdom prayer. Strengthen with all might. I'll be trying to dance now. Strengthen, no, you're not weak. No, you're not going down. No, you're not going to suffer. No, that's a strength coming. That's a strength coming because I'm preaching. That's a strength coming because you're on the line. Members, y'all hear me? Talk to me. Talk to me. Hallelujah. Talk to me here. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power. Yeah, but yes. Verse 11, we need this now. Unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Don't lose your joy. And then he says, giving thanks unto the Father. Thank you, Father. Which have made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Look at verse 13. Uh-huh. I'm just praying about this mystery unfolding, Jesus unfolding here. There's a lot of things I get to, a lot of things I have to get to next Sunday, but there's a lot of stuff here. He says, who have delivered us from, we already delivered. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us in the kingdom of the dear Son. Wait a minute here. So you mean any type of defeat, any type of attack that I deal with now is only temporary? Do you believe that it's Satan trying to make me, make our state, make our city, make our nation believe that he's stronger than God?
Wow.
Now we all know light can put darkness out, but darkness can't put light out. You know that. You follow what I'm saying? See, darkness can't come in here and put the lights out in this auditorium now. But we turn these lights out, darkness come in. We turn these lights back on, darkness got to leave. Turn the light on. Stop hiding and crying. Turn the light on. Love one another. Walk by faith. Walk in the love of God. Walk in the strength of God. Walk in the wisdom of God. Walk in the light of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom, look at verse 14. We're praying about this mystery Jesus showing us in Matthew 13. In whom we someday want to get redemption through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. No, it didn't say that. In whom, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. Now, let me see, can I open a few things up for you before I close and unfolding the mystery of the kingdom into manifestation. We saw that prayer. Now let's go to number three.
I know you got about 16, but it's number 3 up here. Developing through the word of Jesus, kingdom understanding. Developing through the word of Jesus, kingdom understanding that cannot be taken from you, no matter how hard the enemy tried. I'm going to go over that now because I want you to have that point. I'm about to give you some insight from Matthew 13. Developing through the word of Jesus, kingdom understanding that cannot be taken from you no matter how hard the enemy tried. Before I explain that to you, let me give you some words here that I think the Lord gave me right before I walk out of my office. I think it's important to be able to comprehend or receive the revelation properly, because it's a spiritual revelation. It's not physical, it's not sensical, it's not mental, it's not psychological, it's spiritual, because you're going to need the Holy Spirit. Anytime the word of God is preached, we need the Holy Spirit. So these words were, he gave me a lineup: meditation, preparation, application, declaration, and the last word is important, because once you go to walk in the understanding of kingdom mystery, there's going to come a separation. Yeah, because you're going to be walking in another dimension, another level. So sometimes people are not going to understand why you believe what you believe. So let me give them to you again. Meditation, see, to take time. It takes time for the mysteries to be unfolded to you. You got to sit with God, sit with him a while. And then when the meditation begins to be revealed to you, it puts you in a mode of a divine preparation. You got it? And then now your steps change, because your application is operating from the insight of the meditation and the preparation. Are you with me? The application. Then your speech change, your declaration. What you say have more power. Talk to me in here. See, you begin to declare, in other words, decree things, because they have come to pass because you're anointed now. And then there's a separation coming. Now, when I look at the word separation, oh, my goodness. When I look at the word separation here from the understanding the mystery of the kingdom, you'll be separated from just religious folks, rituals, routine, regular. You'll stand out because you stood up. And there'll be a separation. You'll be separated from things that other people have to take because they don't know no better. And it's all right, you can go on and on. Then the other four words I want to give you in this is, first of all, the word on the kingdom, the wisdom of the kingdom, the willingness of the kingdom, and kingdom waiting is different. Kingdom waiting is really not waiting. It's working while you're waiting. Kingdom waiting is, I'm already there. Kingdom waiting is based on the now. It's based on Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is there. See, kingdom waiting now. Oh, y'all don't want to be there. I'm going to close. Kingdom waiting is in the now. It's never, see, because faith is always now. So when people say, I'm waiting on something, no, it's not that normal in kingdom waiting. All right, let's get this point clear here. Let me go back to it. I told you it was number 3. I said 34 things to you, but that's number 3 I'm dealing with. Developing through the word of Jesus, kingdom understanding that cannot be taken from you no matter how the enemy try. So now in the time we're dealing with now, what I'm about to show you is that kingdom understanding and understanding the mystery of the kingdom, it tells you everything that come against you is only temporary. All right? Your health can't be taken from you. Your family can't be taken from you. Just declare, nobody in my family gonna die. Just declare. No matter how the enemy try. Now, look with me in Matthew 13. Look at verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parable. Now, I tell you what the parables were. He's explaining the mystery of the kingdom, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fire came and defiled them. Now look at verse 19, he gives an explanation. Jesus is trying to give an explanation because, let me drop this on you. In understanding the mystery of the kingdom, there are three things that must be in place. Okay. Seeing at another dimension. Hearing at another dimension. Understanding at another dimension. You're going to find that in this 13th chapter. Jesus said he that had the ear, but he also said he that had eyes to see. And he had a heart to understand. So those three things. Spiritually, I want you to think about it. Spiritually, I want you to think about revelation. I want you to think about inspiration. I want you to think about insight. Insightful seeing. Insightful hearing. Insightful understanding. So those three things that have to be in place, church. Those three things have to be in place. In this chapter where Jesus teaches his parable, he actually emphasized there are those who can't see. There are those who can't hear. There are those who don't understand. There are those who don't want to see. There are those who don't want to pay the price to hear. There are those who won't pay the price to understand. But I know everybody under the sound of my voice, all over the world, Word of Life, Christian Center, all over the world, partner, everybody under the sound of my voice, I know you want to see, you want to hear, and you want to understand. And that's what I'm here for, to give revelation along that line. Now look at verse 19. Look at verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, what it says? And understanding is not, understand what not? The word of the kingdom, all right? Then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Now, what's the opposite of this? Anytime you're reading and studying the scripture, you see what it says, and then we used to call it in Bible college flip-flop. What this scripture is not saying. It says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, I like that, the word of the kingdom, you like that? And understand it is not. But if you understand it, when the wicked one come, he can't catch it away. Uh-huh. See. So the opposite of it is, the enemy just can't take me.
Right.
John 10, what is John 10, 10? Said a thief coming out but to steal, kill, and destroy. That don't mean he can automatically steal. That don't mean he can automatically kill. That don't mean there's some people he can't kill, he can't destroy. Because when you got the word in you, that word is a protecting factor, and you're grounded and rooted, and you're going to produce life. You're going to produce blessing. How many of y'all follow me? So, developing through the word of Jesus, developing through the word of Jesus, kingdom understanding that cannot be taken from you no matter how the enemy try. But these verses 3 and 4 and 19, tell us how the enemy robbed. The enemy robbed because we heard it and didn't understand it. All right? So now, oh my goodness, let's go to the next one. And I wrote here, now it's time to go deeper. That's a good sermon right there. Huh? Yeah. It's time. When things on a certain level messing with you, it's time to go deeper. And I say to the body of Christ, I say to all my ministers, brethren all over the world, the churches that are under me, I declare and decree we're going deeper. We're going to come out better after this thing. Watch. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. What do we got? 200. How many people saved? 200. 275? Every day there's witnessing, people coming into Christ. It's going to spread all over the country. 45 people saved thus far this week. It's Christian out on the highway in the hedges as the Spirit lead. Powerful, man. Powerful. Powerful. It's time to go deeper. Everybody say it's time to go deeper.
It's time to go deeper.
Just being a Christian and to really know who you are, having your roots down deep, that tribulation, persecution, viruses, and no offense can stop you. From operating in your kingdom rights. Look at the fifth verse, 13 and 5. I want to open this up. Because Jesus, some fell on stony places, and where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. The sixth verse said, and when the sun was up, sun up. The sun up, and when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root, they withered away. The sun got to come up, but you got to have roots when the sun come up. You got to get your water from a deeper well. You can't be a surface Christian now. You can't expect everybody to serve it on the table. You got to know how to go down deeper, where other can't go. I feel like preaching now. You got to know how to go deeper into the waters of God. You got to know how to dive and swim in unknown territories. You got to know you got somebody hanging on you that gonna hold you in a trying hour. I tell you, you can't say goodbye this time just by teaching. You got to preach the kingdom. We got to go deeper. We got to go deeper in prayer, deeper in praise. We got to walk deeper in love. We got to walk deeper in faith. We got to walk deeper in wisdom. We got to walk deeper in knowledge. We got to walk deeper in understanding. We got to walk deeper in our worship and praise. We got to walk deeper in thanksgiving. Somebody got to praise God during this time. Somebody got to tell him, thank you. I know you got everything covered. Somebody got to cut up a little bit during this time and have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Somebody got to have peace that passes all understanding at this time. Somebody got to be hearing the voice of God above all these voices talking, telling us we're not going to make it. But I come to tell you as a man of God, as we go down deeper in the spirit world, everything is all right. You just stand there, my children. Shout. Somebody need to shout in the house this morning. Somebody need to dance. Somebody need to say everything all right, because I'm going down deeper in kingdom water, deeper in kingdom territory, deeper in the blood of Jesus, deeper in the grace of God, deeper in my walk with God. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let me close. time to go deeper than just being a Christian and to really know who you are. Having your roots down deep, that tribulation, persecution, and no offense can stop you from praising your God. A trip your kingdom connection. Don't let nothing trip your kingdom connection. I feel the presence of God.
Yes, yes.
Nothing trips you. Let me read these scriptures and I'll close. And we'll pick up next Sunday. In Matthew 13, 5 and 6 again. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorching because they had no root. They withered away. Now look at verse 20, if you will. Now close, verse 20. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it. Look at verse 21 now. Yet hath he no root. Oh, we need root now. We need root. We need root now. Yet he had no root in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution, sound like the time we're living in, right? Huh? When trouble comes, when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Now, you remember what I told you in the other scripture we're teaching now? Remember what I told you? Look at the opposite. Look at the opposite. See, you got to go deep enough that you're grounded and rooted in Christ Jesus. Problem. A revelation. And mysteries are designed for the enemy not to see. Shut out a cloak, man. This is no time to be choking. I can't close right now. This is no time to be choking. Knowing who you are and refuse to be victimized by the situation. Everybody write that down because you'll need to reread this sometime when the pressure comes. This is no time to be choking. Know who you are and refuse to be victimized by the situation. That's a word, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Look in that seventh verse, Matthew 13, 7. I'm trying to close, but he won't let me. And some fell among the throng. And the throng sprung up and choked them. Ain't no time to be choking.
That's right.
Listen to me. Listen, oh my goodness. Look at verse 22. He also that receives seed among the throng is he that hears the word and the care, oh my goodness, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and he becometh unfruitful. Don't choke. Don't choke. Don't choke. That's a word for you there. Don't choke. Don't choke. Let the word go down deeper. All right? Can I have a few more minutes? Let me give you this point. Open your ears. The Lord want to speak to you today about the goodness of his kingdom and the provision of his kingdom and the protection of his kingdom. I know I'm helping somebody now. Oh, Jesus, I know that's why I couldn't close. Somebody needed to hear this. Open your ears, and I'm going to add on. Open your ears, open your eyes, and open your understanding. The Lord want to speak to you today about the goodness of his kingdom. Listen. And the provision of his kingdom. Listen. And the protection. 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 protection of his kingdom. Y'all thought I couldn't move like that. My granddaughter looking at me said, yeah, I can move. The protection of his kingdom. So those three things, goodness, provision, and protection. Look in the eighth verse with me. I'll just go over a little bit. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some a hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Now here's the key verse. Here's the key verse here. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now I tell you something you don't see in that verse. He that has eyes to see, let him see. I tell you something else you don't see in that verse. Because it's further down. He have a heart to understand, let him understand. That's what thus saith the Lord right now. Okay? So you have that, you have verse 8 and 9, then you have verse 23. But he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that hears the word and understandeth it, which also bears fruit and bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. My. The secret is, as I close, the secret is seeing, hearing, understanding the word of the kingdom reveals the mysteries of the kingdom, releases the abundance of the kingdom. Write these two verses down. These two verses bespeak what I just said. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. Turning the light of the kingdom on will make all darkness flee. The kingdom of God is our secured heritage. Relation of the kingdom, progress of the kingdom, preciousness of the kingdom, separation of the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. You who have heard this word, God loves you so much. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him. Well, it's been a great morning. We're going to stay in contact with you by internet and iPhone, all these technologies. But I think that, I still feel the message. I still feel the presence of God. Now, I'm going to pray with you before I leave. I'm going to pray for the nation. I feel anointing going all down my arm. And I sense that the glory want to cover our president and vice president and all the senators and representative people work under them. And the glory want to cover all the churches. Oh, my goodness. And all the ministers around the world. Feel that the glory want to cover those families who are going through some type of hardship during this time. And some have lost loved ones. Some fear for our elderly. Those who immune system are low. I want to pray now. I feel an anointing for the nation. I feel the presence of God. Father, you never cut us short. In these 48 years I've been serving, you always come through. I feel your presence, fresh anointing, fresh glory. I reach out for anybody who is suffering, who been touched by sickness and disease, and I curse that sickness and I curse that disease at the root in the name of Jesus. Somebody in pain, Lord, move that pain. Life come into every death situation. For the economy, We know everything slowed down. Truck drivers, different people trying to get around. Truck drivers trying to get somewhere to eat as they travel. I pray for all those on the road and the highways. You open some way. Continue to give men and women, pastors and prophets and apostles and teachers and evangelists, continue to give them wisdom. And Lord, all the membership, all those who are following various men and women over the world, keep your hand upon them. Again, I ask you to give all our spiritual leaders, political leaders, medical leaders, wisdom, insight, unfold kingdom mysteries to them. If any of them not saved, get them saved. Get everybody saved in the White House to the outhouse. Get everybody saved in the medical field. Let them know Jesus is Lord. He's Savior and Lord. Get many doctors and nurses who are not born again to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. All political people who if there's some not born again, touch them, Lord. Thank you. We are one. We're working together as a team. We thank you that this thing is under our feet. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.